93X weather brought to you by Sheik's Palace Royale today. Hazy sunshine and a high right around 80. It's Buck Cherry.
That is so awesome. Thank you, God. Oh, praise God.
Hazel, Josh, and Nick.
That is awesome.
The 93X Half-Assed Morning Show.
I don't belong here.
Thank you, boys. This is 93X. You're listening to the Half-Assed Morning Show. Weasel, Josh, and Nick with the traffic.
93X traffic. This is 93X.
I got pulled over there once.
Yeah. It happens.
The 93X mailbag.
Mailbag!
Letters from 93X listeners.
93X. Mailbag.
It's 7:20 here at the Half-Assed Morning Show. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can always text message the word mailbag to 68683. You can email us on the 93X.com, or you can even call us up on the phone. Our number is 651-989-9393.
Cool.
Boy, oh boy. This is not very good.
That's a bad start.
Hey, guys, thanks for referring to the Apple Valley Police as hall monitors. We would love for you to do a job swap and see all the fun things we come across on a daily basis, especially during this recession. People are so happy to see us. And since one of the North St. Paul hall monitors got killed a couple of weeks ago, we're even more excited to come to work every day. Enjoy the safety and security of your office. Us hall monitors will be out there to help you if and when you need us.
All right, three things. First of all, I'm picking up the sarcasm out of that letter. Secondly, we called the Apple Valley Police Department, jokingly and sarcastically, hall monitors, not the North St. Paul. We all know those guys aren't hall monitors. And I forgot my third point.
We also know that the Apple Valley Police aren't hall monitors, if you didn't pick up what Josh just said.
Well, I said that first. That's the first thing I said. We jokingly, we just, you know, North St. Paul.
I got pulled over for speeding on the way into work yesterday, and we were talking about what a pleasant exchange that it was, and then...
And we knew they'd be listening, so we ribbed them a tad.
Some people made some comments, and
it was
a joke. And we were joking.
That's the nature of this
I don't
program.
Know how many times we've had law enforcement on. Every other week we have a member of the law enforcement community on. How many times do we say that we respect the men and women in law enforcement? But
and I resent
yes,
the
we
fact,
make jokes about you guys all the time.
Yes, because we care.
That's right.
I resent the fact that he would call this job not dangerous. For example, Nick can attest to this. The other day, I got up to go to the snack machine in our climate-controlled building here. And I shifted in my chair, and I pulled my right buttock.
Yeah, see? It's dangerous in here, too, bubs.
You know, and I come in every day not knowing if something like that's going to happen. I come in here on two walking fine, and I might leave with a slight limp, and maybe I'll be dragging my right leg because I pulled a butt muscle.
For the record,
so if you want to change, yeah, come on.
We have nothing but respect for the Apple Valley and all of the... various law enforcement agencies throughout the state.
And you have to understand, just like we rip on troopers, because other cops do, cops sometimes rip on the suburb cops. We've all had family on the force. My brother's a suburb cop. He's an idiot.
Unless you're a cop in Iowa, then you really are kind
of state cops.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Renee says, good morning.
Joke,
I only heard one of the conversations about Brent Burns and what he's doing for military families. I checked thewild.com, couldn't find anything about it. Where do I find more info?
I don't know if you can find more info.
There's a story I just kind of read in the Star and Tribune yesterday. Brent Burns from the Minnesota Wild purchased a suite at the X from his own pocketbook. So he's paying for it and then inviting military families.
That's awesome.
On game nights there.
And that's for all year, right?
All season long. Yeah. I don't know how you contact...
Mr. Burns?
Burns or what. Maybe contact the Wild. I'm not sure. Maybe they'll have something later on when the season gets going. I'm sure that there'll be a way for you to get in contact with them if you want to be considered for going in there with your military family. But it's pretty cool that he's doing that.
The first military group he's inviting for the home opener, I understand, is the cast of Tropic Thunder.
Oh, is that right?
Wow.
And then game two, he's having the Rambos.
That's cool. The Rambos are coming in.
How do you get involved in that one?
I like that.
Does a hall monitor have jurisdiction in Apple Valley? Like, honestly, if I had my hall monitor orange vest on, could I just pull over the average rich Apple Valley citizen?